I don't know where you're at or what you're doing, or you might be listening to this. Maybe you're working out. Maybe you're driving your car down the road. Maybe you're studying in your house. Or maybe you're at work working on your computer and you decided, well, I'm going to listen to Pastor Gale either on podcast or I'm going to tune into his show on iHeartRadio. Whatever, this is God's time to speak to you. I've entitled this program, The Answer Is Yes. And so today I had a wonderful time being on Faith Radio with Carmen LaBurge. And before I got on Faith Radio in the morning, I was getting ready for work and in the shower. I know none of you need to know that, but and as I was there, the Lord really put a prompting on my heart really strong. The prompting was, there are many people out there that are wondering, God, are you aware of what I'm going through? God, do you know where I'm at? And the answer I have for you is yes. He knows where you're at. He knows where you are. He knows what you're going through. And one of the things the Lord put on my heart for you is simply this. There are times when we will go through things and it seems like, where is God? Because we don't feel his presence. We don't know where he's at. We don't see any evidence that he is working. The Lord wants you to know that when you think he's not working, he is working behind the scenes to bring change and transformation into your life. A really beautiful scripture that I love is found in Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with my mighty right hand. Then Isaiah 41:13 says, I, the Lord, will take you by the right hand, and I will walk with you. Now, I know sometimes it doesn't feel like God's got me by the right hand at all. It might actually feel like he's a million miles away. But the truth is, he's as close as a breath. He's as close. All you got to do is cry out, Lord. And you might say, well, I've done that several times and I've not heard anything. I haven't had any response, but I want you to know when you cry out, the Bible says, call to me and I will answer you, Jeremiah 33:3. Sometimes he answers us in ways that we're not expecting, or maybe we don't even see it as an answer. But my prayer for you today is that you would know that God is in your situation. Some of you have cried out and said, is there even healing possible for what I am dealing with? The answer is yes, there is, because Jesus is Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. Now, you might be dealing with a physical issue. You might be dealing with something in your body. You could be struggling with cancer. You could be struggling with heart disease, COPD. The list just literally goes on and on. And whatever you're struggling with physically, I pray that right now, in the name of Jesus, the Lord would send his healing presence into your car right where you're at, and that he would begin to touch you in your body, that the pain you've experiencing would begin to leave, and that maybe you have a hard time breathing, that all of a sudden you take a deep breath in and, oh, I can breathe a little better. And I just pray that God would touch you right now in the area of your body. I pray that he would give you new hope, new encouragement, but especially new purpose and hope for the future. It is so important. Then maybe you're struggling with a mental health issue. Maybe you have bipolar or you have PTSD or whatever the mental health issue is. I want you to know that Jesus knows how to bring peace and healing to the area of your mind. I remember when I was writing the spiritual care healing process. I was thinking about PTSD and everything people deal with in the mental health arena. And really, all that stuff, PTSD, the mental health issues, all go back to what we would call soul slivers, hurting events in your soul that have happened to you. Some could have even happened years ago, but they're still affecting you today because you still feel the pain from those events. I want you to know that our Lord can heal you from that. I remember when I was putting the healing process together, the Lord specifically spoke to me and said, do not have them relive the event. Why make the wound in their soul bigger? And I said, well, Lord, you know, what do you mean by that? Don't have them relive that. It's hard to connect to an event without reliving it a little bit. And he said, well, bring the event to me. And he reminded me how when he was crucified on the cross, everything that Jesus went through would have been the perfect PTSD event. So the being beaten, being mocked, being spit on, the hair being pulled out of his head, out of his beard, a crown of thorns. By the way, those weren't just little thorns. They were big, jammed on his head. To the whipping with flesh being pulled out of his body, to carrying his cross up the hill, being laid on the cross and nails driven in his hands and feet, and then he hung there. That thing had to slide into that hole. That had to be rough. And then he hung there between heaven and earth, and he died. But you know that's not the end of the story. I used to really like listening to Paul Harvey. And now the rest of the story, right? The rest of the story is, on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead, victorious over death and hell, or he holds the keys of death and of hell and of Hades, and he is the living one, and he is alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen. And then, of course, the women were going to the tomb because they were going to go prepare his body. And when they get to the tomb, the stone is rolled away. Now, this is not a little stone. You got to understand, this thing is about 2,000 pounds. And this stone is rolled away, and they walk in, and Jesus is not there. And all of a sudden, two men standing in white say, fear not, why do you seek the living amongst the dead? He is not here, he is risen. And you might say, well, what is your point with PTSD? You might say, what is your point with PTSD? I'm going to get to that. So the women, all excited, run back. And they say to the disciples, we have seen the Lord. We have seen him. He's risen. He's risen. And of course, they don't believe. So Peter and them run back to the tomb and they find the tomb empty. And then I love Thomas, doubting Thomas. He says, you know, I'm not going to believe until I put my hands in his side and in his nail prints. And Jesus reminded me of that day. And he said, you know, I walked into the room that day with Thomas. And I said, put your hands in my side and in my nail prints. And then Thomas did, and he said, my Lord and my God. And Jesus' point to me was simply this. You don't put your hands in a raw wound. My wounds were healed. He said, I still had the memory of the event, but my wounds were healed. The pain was gone. And he said, you know, that's what I want to do for people. He said, I want to take that trauma and I want to take that event that everybody says cannot be done, cannot be healed, cannot recover from that. And I want to come with my presence and take their pain away and heal them and restore them and put their feet back on the ground. We have seen this time and time again. We have seen people get off psychiatric medications with the help of their doctor as they got better. We have just seen the Lord do amazing things. And I said, wow, Lord, that's amazing. So in our process, if you're struggling with a mental health issue, hey, I want you to have hope. I want you to know the Lord wants to bring peace to your mind. When you come into spiritual care, it's a non-judgmental situation. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with. Or what brought this on? See, what happens in counseling is they're always dealing with the stress, the anxiety, and the depression. Well, that's not the problem. Now, don't get me wrong. Stress, anxiety, and depression are problematic. But the problem is the pain that is coming out of the wound of the soul. That is what's triggering the stress, anxiety, and the depression. Now, do you know what happens when you take somebody's pain away? The stress, anxiety, and the depression begin to fade out, begin to go away, and then you got to teach them to know how to renew their mind and how to walk in health and wholeness. But it is possible to get free. It takes time. It's like an unlayering, like peeling an onion. I don't know if you've ever peeled an onion. It's not too much fun. But we're like an onion where there are layers in our life that God wants to take us. He wants to heal us. He wants to restore us and bring us back to sound mind. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but he's given you power, love, and a sound mind. That's what God wants to do for you. Now, you might be listening to me right now and you're thinking to yourself, I don't see how this is even possible. You don't know, Pastor. You don't know how many years I've dealt with this or how many counselors I've been to or how many medications I'm on. No, you know, I don't know all that, but God knows it. And you know, we are not the ones taking the pain away. It's Jesus taking the pain away. He showed us and helped us to develop a process where we bring all of that to the cross and then we invite him to come and he takes the pain out of the event after we have worked through the forgiveness and everything that's involved with letting that pain go. And so I just wanted to get on here this morning and encourage you that you are worth it, you are valuable, you are loved. In fact, I just reached over and picked up all of our I Am statements. I want to read them to you this morning. I just want them to sink into your life. I just want to speak them over to your life. I am God's child. I am beautifully created. I am Christ's friend. I am accepted. I am clothed in his righteousness. I am sound-minded. I am an overcomer. I am forgiven. I am seated with Christ in heavenly realms. I am complete in Christ. I am peaceful. I am free in Christ. I am free from all fear. I am Holy Spirit controlled. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am God's workmanship created for good works. I am confident to come before God in prayer. I am able to do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I am chosen. I am a champion. I am a treasure. All these things are what God says about you. I know what you're thinking right now. I don't believe half of them. Well, you know what? When people began to put you down and people began to mock you and treat you bad, you didn't believe all the negative things they said about you right away, but as they kept speaking them, you brought them into your life. Well, you know what? It's time to change what you're speaking on. You know, the Bible says you will decree a thing and it shall be established. Why not say the I Am statements? Why not speak them over your life? Get a hold of spiritual care. Call 269-929-2901 and say, mail me an I Am card. We'd love to mail you one of these things. We'd love to pray for you. And our website is www.spiritualcareconsultants.com. Our media site where you can watch testimonies is www.healingbegins.com. And then there are books that we have available. There's going to be a new section on the media site for books that you can order off Amazon that our team has written. One is God Moments, Amazing Encounters with the Divine in Everyday Life. The Unexpected Call about my trip to 9/11 2 weeks after. It's my story about walking down into that trauma. And by the time you're listening to this, there's another book I'm having coming out. It's called Jesus in the Mountains. Another great book, Amazing Encounters with the Divine in the Mountains of Costa Rica and Honduras. That we have the I Am's for the Soul, Harry and the Hook. There's so many things that we have available to help you online. You can email me at Gale, G-A-L-E, at spiritualcareconsultants.com. You can request the Heart of Healing handout. We do Zoom session and in-person sessions, so it doesn't matter where you're at, you can connect with us. Now you're probably saying, what's the cost to connect with you? There's no cost. Now, there might be a cost buying the books and stuff like that, but as far as getting your sessions and stuff like that, there's no cost. But I really felt today, as I recorded this, and this will go out to many different nations. I think there's like 57 nations listening to the podcast channel, and this will go out all over iHeartRadio, Grand Rapids, Holland, Hastings. It'll go all over. I really felt there are people that are saying, God, are you aware? God, do you know where I'm at? And so the answer is yes. I have titled this podcast, Yes, Y-E-S, Yes. And so I know. And sometimes when we pray, we don't get the answers right away like we would like. It takes time for God to get the answers to us. So sometimes we have to be patient, you know, and the Bible says these light and momentary afflictions are working for us an eternal weight of glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. What is seen is temporary. What is unseen is eternal. It's so important if you're going through things that you fix your mind on positive things. At Spiritual Care Consultants, we talk about new pathways, new ways of thinking. One pathway is pathway number 5. Casting your cares on the Lord is a daily process. 1 Peter 5:7-9. Cast all your anxiety upon him, because he careth for you. For your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone whom he may devour. Resist him. Stand firm in the faith. So when the devil is roaring in your ear and you're tempted to give up and you're tempted to quit and you're tempted just to stop, resist the devil, the Bible says, and he will flee from you. And so you resist them with the word of God. You know, you go into your Bible. Maybe you haven't picked it up a while. Well, get that thing off. Get that thing off the shelf and blow the dust off it and look at it and find some scriptures like 1 Peter 5:7-9. And another good pathway is pathway number 6. We need to take every thought captive. Man, our thought life, once you get healing from an event, you have to deal with your thought life. You have to deal with what you're thinking about, what you're watching, what you're listening to, all that stuff. If you're watching things you shouldn't watch, you're listening to music that is bad for you, it's time to cut that stuff off. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to the pulling down of strongholds and fortresses. We pull down every high and lofty thing that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought and we make it obedient to Christ. And so when you start going down a bad pathway as it relates to your thoughts, you got to captivate that thought, give it to God, and then change what you're thinking on. If you don't change what you're thinking on, you go right back down that rabbit hole all over again. And so after you've received healing from the pain, after God has freed you from the pain, then you got to develop new pathways, new ways of thinking that will transform you from the inside out. And by the way, you got to be patient, because this takes time. So this doesn't happen overnight. This takes time to do, but you've got to do it. You know, taking your thoughts captive is like trying to herd cats. I don't know if you've ever tried to do it. A cat is really fast. They go all over the place. They got a mind of their own. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can take thoughts captive that are running around in our mind. But you got to be ready, once you give that thought to the Lord, to change what you're thinking on. So I just want to encourage you this morning to take those thoughts captive. You can be healed. God knows where you're at. He knows where you are. Every storm has a timestamp. He will get you through to the end. Hang on to him. Walk with him. turn back to him. And maybe in your life right now, you say, Gail, I'm not even right with God right now. Well, today is the day of salvation. Get right. Just repeat after me. Say, Lord, I come back to you. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Savior. I rededicate, Lord, my heart and my life to you. And one of the last things I want to say here is this. Do not isolate. Do not isolate yourself. Now, I know there is no perfect church. I've never seen a perfect church. If I found a perfect church, I wouldn't go there because I would actually goof it up because I'm not perfect. But find a church to attend where you can hear the word of God preached and be with the brothers and sisters in Christ. The scripture says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together as some would be in the habit of doing. All the more we see the day approaching. What day? The day of the Lord. We are hearing of wars, rumors of wars, everything going on in this nation. And people are panicking. People are having a hard time. Guess what? God is in control. He knows. He warned us in Matthew 24 that this stuff would go on. So I want to say to you, turn to him. Look to him. There's healing for you. The answer is yes for you today. Yes for healing. Yes, God is working in your life. And yes, God loves you. And yes, this is not a coincidence that I am reaching out to you right now. I don't have any notes in front of me. I'm just talking as the Spirit of God is leading me because this is what I feel led to do. So the answer is yes. So I want to pray for you right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those that are struggling right now, those that are suffering right now, those that are feeling hopeless right now. I just bind the spirit of hopelessness and suicidal thoughts. And Lord, I just ask that you would bring peace. I ask that you would stop the attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And I pray you cover them right now, wherever they're listening to this, with a blanket of peace. Lift the burden off their shoulders. Let them know that you are with them. Lord, that you love them, that you care about them in the name of Jesus. So I thank you that you are with them right now and that you know where they are, you know where they're at, and they're listening to this. Wherever they're at, you are there. So I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. David said there's nowhere he could go from God's presence because where he went, everywhere he went, God was with him. So may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you and give you peace. He loves you so much. I want to just end with that, is how much the Lord loves you.